I know you've gotten a chance to see 12 with Green Bay.
Who?
Green at Aaron Rodgers. As a former quarterback, what do you appreciate about that guy?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, just his competitiveness, the toughness there, the mental and physical, the way he leads his football team, you know, the throws down the field, the way he can extend plays with his legs. I mean, there's so many good things that he does that helps that offense and that team win. And to have, like, 43 or 42 touchdown passes in the last 18 or 19 games, I mean, is incredible. The same thing with his interception, you know, ratio up there. So, great player. Obviously, you know, he's tough to defend, but you know what? There's a lot of good quarterbacks in this league, and he's the next one up.
You get 5 turnovers in a game. Usually, you're going to lose by 2-3 scores. No problem. You guys didn't. You guys had a chance a minute to go, maybe even later than that. Does that maybe speak to the fact that you guys are a pretty good team? This isn't a team that. You guys can overcome mistakes.
Yeah, we feel like we're a really good football team offensively, and you just can't give your opponent that many extra attempts, you know, possessions, and you know it's something that, you know, we don't spend a ton of time just, you know, browbeating our guys about turnovers. They know. I mean, you got to protect the football. That's what you're in this business for, and you know, they know that they have to protect the ball. And obviously it starts with the center quarterback exchange with the snap, and then it goes from there. But you know, to go back and look and say, hey, okay, with the lead late in the game, and you really only had 4 turnovers at the time, you had a chance to, you know, win that football game. You clean up a couple of things, and then you beat those elite teams in the league, and that's what we have to do.
Doug, obviously you lose a close game like that, and there's a million things you look back on and wish you'd done different. But that sequence of plays at the end of the first drive, you had, I think, first and goal on the 2 and didn't score. That's really one that came back to bite. When you look back at those 3 plays, what could you guys, as play callers, as coaches, done differently?
Well, you always look at those situations, and number one, you want to put your team and your offense in the best possible situation at that time. And you know, we felt like, you know, Coach and I on the sideline, and offensively, we felt like our chance was to throw the ball. I mean, everybody kind of gears up and going to try to stop the run, especially with Jamal down there. And you know, so we felt like our best opportunity was to kind of spread the field and find those zones and maybe get them to overplay, especially down inside the 5. Things happen really, really fast, and it's to our advantage offensively, and we just didn't capitalize.
Within that, I mean, what could you have done differently if you decided, hey, we're going to throw the ball?
You know? Well, you know, it all starts with the quarterback and decision-making. It comes down to decision-making. It starts with the offensive line as well. And in those situations, we teach our guys, I mean, ball's out fast, lanes are tighter, receivers get ready for the football. It's coming, you know, extremely fast. And it's just something, as you look back on it, there were opportunities there. We just have to pull the trigger and make the play, and we didn't. But it's something we can learn from. Still giving ourselves a chance to win late in the game, and then you know, going ahead and possibly pulling that thing out.
What's the thing, guy like Albert Wilson through 2 games? What's the biggest difference you're seeing in him through 2 games compared to how he closed out last year?
Well, I think too, he's coming off a little bit of an injury there at the end of camp, and then that first game, you know, he had a little bit of a shoulder issue, and so he's working himself back into. Sort of that play in shape, but he's a guy that's you know, small in stature, but very strong and powerful, and excellent slant runner, and you know, it's a situation too with him that we've got to get him involved a little bit more early in football games and keep him coming along, because he is such a valuable weapon for us, and he's explosive once he gets the ball in his hand.
With the amount of snaps that he's played, when we're going back to that point there, how much has that injury affected what you want to do with him?
Well, I think, you know, last week it probably affected it a little bit, you know, with that injury. But, you know, by no means do we go into a game thinking, oh, he's a little nicked up, we need to stay away from him. We still try to get everybody the football, and he's definitely one of our playmakers, and we got to focus on getting him the ball earlier in games.
Doug, you said that coach staff doesn't like the, as you termed it, browbeat players about ball security.
Right.
Why not? Is that the most important thing?
It is. I mean, it is. It is. But it's they understand that they need to take care of the football. We understand that we have to. I mean, that is the prize, you know, the prize possession. But we talk about it. We don't preach about it, you know, because I think if you bring emphasis to it, you don't let them go play. They don't cut their talents loose. And now they're thinking about protecting the ball rather than breaking that tackle and gaining an extra, you know, 10 yards. So it's something that we talk about, but we're not gonna beat them up over it. Well, I think the one thing is when we had to make plays, we made them late in the football game, and we put ourselves in a position as back and forth a struggle as it was offensively for us, with penalties and turnovers, we still put ourselves in a position to go ahead and win that football game, and you know, we were able to make the plays when we needed them, and that's what you need from good offenses, and we feel like we're a very good offensive team. Well, obviously, you got to do well on first and second down. Teams that have, you know, have gone into Lambeau and won have controlled the ball, controlled the clock, and it puts an emphasis a little bit, you know, on that and being successful, getting those 4, 5, 6 yards on first down, and then being in those third, eventually third and manageable type situations, and then converting. And we struggled last week to convert a third down, and we have to do that this week, execution. But keeping ourselves manageable helps us do that. Well, I think they're similar in style, because one can, like you say, can sit back and kind of watch. The other one's out there actually doing it. And I think there's benefit from both, because, you know, Aaron was in a position sitting behind Favre to kind of watch everything kind of unfold and see how he was going to do it when he eventually took over. Alex was actually the guy, and he got to go do it and test the waters right away. So I think there's some benefit, you know, both ways. I think it just depends on how you handle that backup role early in your career. If you feel like, you know, in my case, you know, I was pretty much a backup my whole career, but had an opportunity to play, you play, and you know, you do things well. In Aaron's situation, he had a chance to sit and watch, but he knew in his mind, for him, I mean, he was eventually going to be the guy in Green Bay, and so he prepared himself that way. Alex is the same way, because he in San Francisco played early and then had highs and lows, but had success right there before he came to us and can learn from that. So I think there's benefit both ways, but I don't think it affects you, you know, your longevity of your career.